Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Monday morning in Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5.64, down 7.5 on the open. July, 5.75, down 5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 3.80, 5.16, down 6 on the open. July, 5.28, down 5.5. May corn opened at 3.84, down 6.5 on the open. July, 3.93.5, down 6.25. September, 4.02.5, down 7. December, 4.15, down 6.75. Take it out to December of 2010, 4.34.75, down 5 on the open. May soybeans open at 10.03, down 4 on the open. July, 9.99, down 3. November, 9.17, down 5. January, 9.23, down 7.5. May of 2010 opened at 9.35, down 4.5 on the open. May soybean meal open at 309, down 2.25 on the open. July 304, it was also down 2.5. May soybean meal open at 35.40, down 2 on the open. July 35.68, down 3. On CME Livestock, April live cattle opened at 87.30, down 22.5 on the open. April feeders, 98.30, up 15. April lean hogs, 58.20, up 20. And May pork bellies, 87.05, up 5 on the open. We have a telephone service for your use, where you can get the opening and closing market prices and analysis twice daily by 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. We update the portal. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Keep up with the markets on the go in the fields, away from your computer, wherever you are, getting the opening and closing prices and analysis. Once again, the number to call, the free number, 217-333-3434. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have a wet start to the week. We saw the dollar down. We saw the oil prices a little bit softer today. The end of the 10-day forecast is also calling for a little bit of wet weather, and corn is down this morning.
Well, yeah, there's mixed opinions on the weather forecast. Right now, the majority of the trades lean toward a much drier forecast starting next week. We'll see how the midday weather maps turn out here. These weather maps are going to change every 6 hours, of course, but over the weekend, at least the weekend crew felt that the forecast is going to turn to a much drier situation that sort of put the brakes on the corn rally here short term. Also, too, as you mentioned there, the crude oil is sharply lower. The dollar sharply lower, and so we'll see how those offset each other with the energy's lower, and of course the dollar lower. That's going to be sort of a battleground here, but the bright spot is the soybean complex. Talk of more Asian demand. Asian demand is not backing off whatsoever, so look for old crop beans to be the leader here this week.
As you look at this marketplace and think about last week, late in the week, you would have thought we were set up for a little bit of pop, given all the factors, and we didn't get that then. and now we're starting this week again a little bit on the softer tone in the corn market. Are you thinking perhaps that given the technicals that we're seeing, that unless weather comes in here big time, that the rally that we've saw thus far this year is about petered out?
Well, corn, corn's a concern. Corn sort of failed to get something going there last week. We started out with some strength there right after the crop report on Thursday and failed and closed lower. Technically, on the week, we closed lower. We just can't seem to move above this 435 area by very much. So, and, you know, until we recoup here and get some legs under it again, that's probably going to be the upper end of the zone. Also, seasonally, when you enter this time window in here, as you get into mid-April, late April, the risk is for the market to turn back lower. There is a strong seasonal up here from 1st of March into first half of April. Then after that, if there's no big demand features on the horizon and no real weather concerns, then the market has a tendency to roll over. So we're giving the market here till mid-late week. If we can't get this market turned back up in a northerly fashion here, we probably want to be a seller until we poke out the highs we made here in the last 2 weeks.
Last week you told us that you've been keeping an eye on gold. What's it telling you?
Well, we're seeing some recovery here. Gold is sort of the safe haven in the financial world. If gold starts to explode to the upside, that does say that the economies of the world aren't in a very good position at all. So we feel that gold is the key indicator here. Gold's seeing some strength here on some renewed buying interest. The key in the gold market would be the June futures contract up above this $900 level, whether or not it can clear that benchmark or not.
And on the downside?
Well, the downside from the longer-term perspective is down to $800 an ounce. We've built in a broad-based top in through here. You can argue head and shoulders top in the gold market. Fundamentally, you can argue the IMF sales, basically liquidation of actual cash gold to generate dollars and so forth. So our opinion is the gold's the key thing to watch here as far as whether these different countries are comfortable in the world economic environment.
Can you make a case that the dollar has not very much upside left in it from this point forward?
Well, technically, you know, it's weak. We'll see what type of policy unfolds in here, but right now we view the dollars as sell and current foreign currencies as a buy here over the short term. But as volatile as the economic environment is, it's kind of hard to get real comfortable longer term until we move on into this summertime window and see how the stimulus packages thus far fall in place.
Let's touch on wheat. Is it the leader to the downside given the world balance sheets for wheat?
I don't know if it's going to be the leader to the downside. Wheat is probably going to be the most volatile market here as we move into the spring once we get comfortable with corn and soybean seeding. From the standpoint, we have ample supplies of old crop worldwide, but when you come to the new crop supply side of the supply-demand balance sheet, you're going to see some huge swings, for not only here in the U.S., but you look at all these other countries' supply-demand balance sheets, they're going to see some huge swings there, too. And wheat's probably going to see a volatile situation as we move around the world, around the clock on old crop becoming new crop situation with less acres and uncertainty on the production prospects. Here in the Eastern Belt, the soft red winter wheat crop's in fairly good shape. You go out west, extremely dry in some areas, not off to a very good start. We're hearing reports that the frost freeze damage is much more severe than what the trade believes, so we feel that's going to be a factor here. So wheat's going to be a dynamic market here. We like the July Chicago wheat market in this low $5 level, feeling that July Chicago could take a run to six and a half here before it's all over with.
Thank you, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.